And good evening, welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your host, Bob Tuscan. What's going on? Getting ready for the Free Your Mind Conference. Got a lot scheduled for this conference. In fact, we're adding more speakers, if you can believe that. We just added another speaker today, and I'll tell you a little bit about him and what he does. Very interesting fellow, that Dennis McKenna, who's another speaker at the conference. Of course, he's the late Terrence McKenna's brother. He referred me to a guy by the name of Alexandre Tonos. Do you not know who Alexandre Tonos is? Well, he's been researching the esoteric and therapeutic properties of sound. That's a mouthful in itself. The esoteric and therapeutic properties of sound has been his life's work. He's an ethnomusicologist, and he practices sound therapy. He says there's a lot of things that people must know about how music has been castrated and rubbed off its natural power. Fascinating to me. Music. We know that mind control is prevalent in so many different aspects of our world today. What's to say that music hasn't been hijacked? This guy's kick-ass. I like his hair, too. If you look up Alexandre Tonos, you'll see his hair and his awesome work, soundmeditation.com. Soundmeditation.com is his website. Let's learn a little bit more about Dr. Alex. Here's an intro to his work that will be premiered at the Free Your Mind Conference.
Khalil Gibran counseled his father, "You will have a son. A man of exceptional gifts, of great abilities, but also a man of great sorrows. Before he was born, even before his parents met, it was foreseen that he would have psychic powers." On November 26th, 19...
Okay, what the hell is that? This must be a different guy altogether. That was weird. That was really weird. What, Mr. Producer? Are you messaging me? Yeah, LOL is right. I thought that was an introduction to his work. I guess I was wrong. I guess there's another guy by that same name who's a doctor and has a YouTube video about his work. Is this him? Alex, I guess he spoke at the BMW something or another. I don't know. I thought maybe I could find a quick intro with some of his music and how he describes the music being completely ripped of its essence, of its actual power, and left basically without any substance or power. I've heard a lot about the 32 hertz deal. Mr. Producer, have you heard about that stuff? Changing the frequency of the music and the way it's recorded. What is the one they say is the ideal recording? Is it 420? No. That's something else. 420 something else. Now, is it was it like 424, something like that? Sounds close, okay. Alright, well, now this is going to kill me, so I'm going to see here what it says. Because I looked into this a while back, and I thought it was somewhat interesting. 424 hertz. Is that right? Let's see here. Is it pure frequency associated with... used for, is best known for, to fight fatigue. This is interesting. 424 hertz doesn't improve music, blah, blah, blah. And then what is this one? 520, let's see, 520 hertz. This is on the air research, folks. You never stop learning. You really don't. That's what the Free Your Mind Conference is all about, this learning process that we're going down. Hey, what did you think about me calling that dude last night? Oh, okay, here we go. Mr. Producer got the insights. He says that 440 is the evil one, and 432 and 582 are the good ones. So 440, that was the one that, like, what was it? They said Hitler. I've heard this before. They used the cliche of Hitler did it. Hitler changed all of our sound to 432 or whatever. Actually, I'm getting a call here from one of the organizers of the Free Your Mind Conference. Let's talk to him here and see what he has to say here. Let's see. Add to group call. Michael, I'm on the air right now. How are you tonight?
Okay. Real quick. Dennis McKenna, do I need to pick him up? Or
see, this is, we're live on the radio right now, and this is us planning the Free Your Mind Conference. No, I spoke to Dennis McKenna today. It's funny because I was just telling the listeners that he referred me to another speaker that I'll tell you a little bit more about when we talk off the air, because I just told the listeners about it, who practices ethnomusicology. And he is a sound therapist, and he researches the esoteric and therapeutic properties of sound. And he says that there are a lot of things people must know about how music has been castrated and rubbed of its natural power.
Absolutely, yes.
So we're adding him to the lineup. He'll be on Friday night. And I was just talking to my producer about the 520 hertz deal. What was it? 440 is evil, supposedly. 432 and 582 are the good ones. Have you heard that before?
Yeah, 528 was the good one. But then there's a little clash between the 528 people and I believe the 426.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
but what about the 1099 and the 457 and the 362? You know, you can't forget about those.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Michael, Dennis McKenna is good to go, my friend. And thank you for helping with the conference with all the transportation stuff. What are you looking forward to most? I know you're a big fan of Laura Eisenhower. What else are you looking
for? I don't know. I think Saturday is going to be an awesome day. I mean,
of course. Yeah. Mark Pascal. Yeah. All right, man.
Yeah, okay. I'll talk to you later, Bobby.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot on the air, but I figured we'd bring you on.
That's quite all right.
All right, take care, dude. Talk to you later.
All right. Okay, bye.
It's been a nonstop gig, folks. It really has. Let's talk to Jonathan in Kentucky now. Jonathan, what's up, man?
Yeah, I just overheard you talking about music and lower vibrational type tones and how it's detrimental to your spirit and your body. I don't know if you've ever heard of John Todd, who was a part of the dark occult and satanic type deal, and it's really convoluted on trying to figure out what happened to the man. Apparently he disappeared, but he says most record labels are actually owned by the satanic, whatever you want to call it. And you know how the record label had the main golden album, and then they made copies off of that? You notice when,
right.
Well, what they would do is on a full moon, they would cast demons onto that main record label. And then when they reverberated other copies, it casted multiple demons on those copies. And then when people were listening to it and repeating the songs, and then if you notice all the trendy radio stations, it plays the same songs looping over and over and over again. So it's kind of a spiritual type thing where you're casting those demons onto yourself over and over. And if you do reverse speech, it pretty much is self-explanatory, the method and meaning behind the song, too. So I just thought that as perspective that I would throw that out there.
Interesting.
Yeah, have you ever heard of John Todd?
I have. And Mr. Producer, weren't you telling me about him the other day, a while ago? I thought you had said something about John Todd, right? Is that you? Somebody was telling me about him. And yeah, I don't know what happened to the guy either. I think he might have even been recommended as a Freer Mind deal. So
yeah,
I don't know.
He just disappeared. Oh, I wanted to tell you too. I know you're talking about you know, your children and raising children. I've actually found a band that is very good spiritual high frequency music that you would actually enjoy listening to, and they're actually near the neck of the woods of Nashville, where I'm close to. If you're curious to know about the band at all.
What's it called?
The name of the band is called Hammock. Hammock. My favorite song from them is called Cold Front. And I'm telling you, it's very spiritual, their music they make, man. If you want to have a Zen moment and not have any dark stuff, Hammock's the way to go, dude.
So, hold on, let's see if I can find them. Cold Front. Here we go. I'm going to play some of the song right now. Thanks, man. I appreciate your call, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, take care. So this is Hammock, and I'm always interested in conscious music, folks. Anytime somebody has a conscious music suggestion, I'm game, and we'll play it live on the air. You know, this is a talk show, but a lot of information can be relayed in music. Let's see what Hammock sounds like. All right, a little slow here, but it's pretty zen. Does it have lyrics? I don't know. We'll find out. I can definitely see myself chilling, working on my Freer Mind lecture, listening to this. Pretty cool. I dig it. I guess it's just instrumentals. But I dig it. Very cool. I don't know if there's something therapeutic about that or not, but I was zoning out in a good way, in a very clear-headed way. So, cool. All right, so where was I? There's some chatter here in the chat room about the 432 deal. Leonard Horowitz, I guess, was somebody who came out a while ago talking about Leonard, the 432 deal. I don't know about Len Horowitz. That's a whole different story. I don't even want to get into that, to be honest. But yeah, this sound stuff's interesting to me. I had a friend who studied musical theory at Berkeley. We kind of grew up together, and he was an amazing musician and guitarist, and he played all sorts of music, mostly psychedelic, to be honest. But he got a full scholarship to Berkeley, and one of the things that I found interesting, I would touch base with him every now and again, and I'd ask him, I said, what are you learning these days? What's the newest, latest trend in music, musical theory, and all that good stuff? And he said he took a whole semester spending time on focusing on the silence between the notes. And that always stayed with me, the idea that there's a very interesting relationship between the silence between the notes and the notes themselves, and how the notes will basically help, or the silence rather, will basically help to enhance the notes and bring clarity and different emphasis depending on where it's placed and how it's placed and so on and so forth. And I see that when I give a talk. When I give a talk, I see that the same flow and pausing is a big part of the way in which you relay your information, and how that information is received, for that matter. So this is all interesting stuff that I'm working on. I have a rough outline for my talk that is being filled slowly but surely here now with all sorts of interesting insights, and I've been bouncing a lot of this off a close friend of mine who has provided me with amazing insight. The lecture that I'll be giving, again, the title is The Birth... No, that was last year's. Last year's title was The Birth of a Free Mind. This year's title is, for my talk, is Scarcity-Based Mind Control and the Liberation of the Mind, Body, and Spirit. So I still will have an emphasis on solution-oriented thinking, but I do want to really hone in on the fact that scarcity is a fundamental tool of control and is the essence, if you will, that violates natural law and threatens us and threatens our behaviors and so on and so forth. Scarcity is just such a powerful force that even the powers that shouldn't be are subject to the confines of scarcity. And I'm not just talking about scarcity of wealth or scarcity of material goods or food or that kind of thing. I'm talking about scarcity of things like your health, scarcity of freedom, scarcity of safety. All of these things can be connected, of course, to trauma-based mind control and the media manipulation constantly making you in fear for your life, your scarcity of your lifespan. It's another way of looking at the way in which scarcity is utilized. So I think it's turning out quite nice, and I'm going to be revealing some things and connecting some dots that I think are definitely worth you checking out. All right, for the duration of tonight's show, we will keep open lines. I got a number of news stories I want to get to here. But as always, I like to stick to the big picture stuff. No sense in obsessing over the guy who crashed his plane into the French Alps. We've already heard a million things about that already. Spinning our wheels with really nothing to show for it. So, all right, Mr. Producer, let's take that break. And when we come back, we'll take more phone calls, make more phone calls. People can call me that want to organize with the conference like we just did on air. Now, listen, folks, all my friends should know this. If you call me and I'm on the air, you might end up coming on the show with me. That's just, you know, a disclaimer that's out there that my friends should know about. All right, let's take that break. 800-313-9443, the troll-free number to join us. Would love to hear from you. 800-313-9443.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. Story of my life. 800-313-9443, the troll-free number to join us. Let's talk to Sovereign Man from Freedom Land. What's going on, dude?
Hold on, I gotta mute my tune in. Hey, you might want to look into the Sofeggio scale. Actually, I think that the early, the first edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica actually has a whole fold-out on the Sofeggio scale, as well as Webster's 1828 has references to the Sofeggio scale. Now, they are the specific frequencies, and each one of those frequencies have a very specific property in which they, like somebody had put into the chat room, 432. Now, 432 is supposed to be healing for the DNA. So, might want to look into that, and it has somewhat to do with cymatics, because actually our organs each resonate at a particular frequency, and then there's a frequency of communication which the organs communicate with each other. It's real interesting how we're fearfully and wonderfully created.
Sounds interesting. I've looked into this stuff very briefly, and I've always meant to get back into it, and it's one of those things that kind of slips through the cracks with everything else I got going on. The music is a big part of the quadrivium. And talk about the classic education that we've been robbed of these days, one of the aspects of that is music. You know, you have the trivium, grammar, logic, and rhetoric, and then you have the quadrivium, which consists in part of music.
Yeah. Now, Bob, did you ever contact that man who had the device that I believe it was it sound induced or was it frequency? Well, I think it was frequency. Remember we had talked about that in the past? You said you'd like to get a hold of one of those devices.
Was it Will Spencer?
I have to think back. I don't. That name doesn't ring a bell like Quasimodo.
Thank you.
Quasimodo, bless you.
Thank you. There's a guy we had on the show a couple weeks ago now named Will Spencer who does something called the Body Electrician.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I believe I caught part of that.
Yeah, and he'll be at the Free Your Mind conference, and he's got some sounds Rife technology type deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to testing it out at the conference.
Yeah, I think, I mean, everything's frequency. I mean, if you think about it, like if you go out in the sun, okay, and you stand in the sun, you're actually receiving sunlight, which is actually energy that is coming in as a frequency. You know, each individual energy field is a different frequency. And your body, in return, takes that light energy, so to speak, and converts it to vitamin D3.
Photosynthesis.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if anybody, you actually hit the nail on the head. It's not like the photosynthesis like plants do, but it's very similar because that lung penetrates the dermis.
Well, I had on Ken Rolla a while back who was talking about scalar technology.
Yeah, that's the guy, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, Ken Rolla's, he's got some fascinating stuff. I really should reach back out to him and get him back on. He's awesome.
Or even get him to speak, Bob.
You know, I did a 2-hour interview with him that has never been aired because it got deleted somehow. And yes, I know a lot of people make conspiracy claims that, oh no, the Illuminati must have deleted my file, blah, blah, blah. But what, for whatever reason, it might have been, you know, my own error, but I did this awesome interview with him that got deleted. I never had the heart to contact him back again to redo it.
Send a shout out to the ether, man. If any listeners out there recorded that show, please contact our...
It wasn't live. It was a pre-recorded deal.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it sucks, man, but whatever. Anyways, Sourman, good to hear from you, brother.
Hey, blessing.
I hope to see you next week. All right, we'll be right back. More of your calls on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now, right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
The troll free number to join us tonight if you would like to chime in at any point. Again, we're taking your phone calls on tonight's show. 800-313-9443. But before we get back to your calls, you can call up, of course, and get in the queue. But for right this second, we're going to talk to John, the Caribbean critic, with his segment we like to call In the News.
The mainstream media, they refuse to tell the truth.
Non-stop lies. But now it's time for unfiltered analysis, shining a light on a sea of darkness. In the News, with the Caribbean critic.
All right, Dr. Caribbean Critic, what's in the news?
Great news, actually. Just seen a statement from Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister. The Iran nuclear deal is done.
Oh, hooray, I can sleep now. Oh, my goodness, oy vey. This has been such a relief to me. I'm schwitzing over here.
Yeah, they're going to stay in Lausanne for another day or so while they draft the text of the deal.
So are they going to actually drop the nuclear weapon on Iran? I mean, is that the deal? Hope so.
No, I don't think so. I think
what could the deal be then? If they're not going to drop the nuclear bomb on Iran, what the
How could the deal be?
I think they've suddenly realized that the American military is all played out. They got trouble at home, they got trouble in Yemen, trouble in Iraq, trouble in Syria, trouble in Libya, trouble in Afghanistan. You know, so I think they're winding back a little bit. So it looks like this deal's going through, despite Netanyahu's intervention, and looks like the French went along with it at last. So who knows? Looks like we're going to have peace in our time, as the famous Mr. Peace in Our Time in 1936 or 7 or something like that.
Oh, wow. What are you eating, John?
My dinner.
Anything good?
No. Just really supper, really. It's black beans on toast.
Black beans on toast?
Baked beans on toast.
Is that like a British deal? Baked beans on toast?
Yeah. With lashings of fresh dairy butter.
Lashings? And I hate... Wait. What the hell is a lashing of fresh dairy butter?
Well, a lashing means you pile it on your toast, 1/4 inch thick, so it all melts in.
Wow.
You know, cholesterol be damned.
Interesting. Did you hear that the rapper Immortal Technique was arrested for beating and robbing a couple t-shirt vendors outside of a show of his?
Good grief.
Do you know who Immortal Technique is?
Yeah. I've read a few minor articles about these guys, yeah.
You want to hear a little Immortal Technique?
Go on then.
Let's play a little of his music in honor.
Play it again, Sam. Play it again.
In honor of his arrest, which I'll tell you about in just a moment. Let's play a little Immortal Technique. Which one do you like, Mr. Producer? Do you like? He's done a lot. I think the famous one is Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. What's that one called? You know that one, Mr. Producer? Can you get that one? I think I got it. All right, here it is. Immortal Technique. He's a truth conspiracy rapper, okay? Let's hear what he says. There's a few curse words here. I got to watch out here. Let's see if I can get the stuff without curse words.
Bin Laden didn't blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
I pledge no allegiance, nigga.
Enough of that. There you go. That's Immortal Technique, arrested for his, I guess, discrepancies with a t-shirt vendor. And I actually heard from another guy who was involved with Immortal Technique doing a show. I mean, we got some conspiracy guys that have embraced this thug rapper, essentially, and he has some interesting things to say, but at the end of the day, he's definitely doing that gangster deal. And, well... guess the guy might actually be a thug. So, how did we get to that? I have no idea whatsoever. What is this? What does this message mean? Oh, it's a caller. Damien, how are you, man?
Am I on?
You are on the air. What's up?
Yeah, I talked to her, man. She said no. No way. No way in.
Oh, so Damien, for those of you that want to know what he's talking about, Damon called in last night, and we were talking about phoning a friend to try to relay some information to them if they're, you know, a statist or if they're brainwashed or whatever you want to call it. And you recommended maybe calling your girlfriend, and you said you would ask her. And what did she say when you asked her besides no way? What did she tell you?
No, she was just like, who's Bob? And she's like, yo, come on, man.
So what did you, how did you explain who I was when she asked?
She's like, oh, that's a guy on your Facebook, right? I was like, yeah, you know Bob. And she was like, well, no, I'm not going on the air doing nothing.
See, people are real firm with their opinions, but when you put them on the spot and you put them on air, they collapse fairly quickly.
Hey, is Caribbean Bob still on there?
Caribbean, John, the Caribbean critic?
Yeah,
he sure
John.
Is.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi to you, man. I like when you fill in for these guys sometimes.
Yeah, thank you very much, Damien.
All right, Damien, we'll keep it up, man. I'll leave it to you trying to bring some sense
to
it, all right?
Well, I'll text message you on Facebook. I'm going to try to get her on.
All right. Keep trying, man. Thanks for your call.
Later.
John, the Caribbean critic, do you have anybody you would like us to call to try to bring some information to that is otherwise not interested in what's really happening in the world?
Well, can you remember Ahmad?
Well, he's not somebody that is.
He can give us the information of what's happening in Israel and the Gaza Strip.
Do you know is he around? Because this is different than our segment. But you're proposing that we call Ahmad, who was our Palestinian correspondent during the last Gaza raid from the Israeli occupiers. And as we were on the phone with him, you might recall if you're long-time listener to the show, in Palestine, they were dropping bombs on his house. And, well, he's still around, right? He had to rebuild after that, but he's back and safe at this point. I guess one's never safe in the occupation, but is he back online?
He is, yes, he's back online.
Is he on at the moment?
Did you just check? And I will be with you in a second.
All right, so while he checks, if we can call Ahmad in Palestine, in the occupied territory of Palestine, that would be interesting. I'd love to get a feel for what's happening these days in that part of the world.
Unfortunately, no, he's not online, right. Bob.
So next time he is, let's catch him and we'll see if we can bring him on again. Because it's been a while, and I'm sure...
Yeah, he can update us of what's really going on there firsthand, not by the lamestream media.
Oh, that's for sure. That's for sure. Tell me, this deal with Iran, do you foresee the neocons coming out and trying to, you know, disband the agreement?
Well, they can't because they have no input. The foreign policy in America is entirely in the hands of the State Department and the President.
Right.
Congress. The only thing Congress can do basically is to legislate domestically and declare war. That's about it.
I see.
But anyway, because this is a UN-sponsored mission with the five countries plus one, you know, the UN will decide and America will have nothing to say about it. If the deal is done, this will be a UN deal and it will be ratified by the United Nations.
Right. Interesting.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
we shall see, as they say.
We shall see, yes. Yes, we're living in these interesting times.
What about Fukushima? Any updates there?
Yep. I have a couple of friends. They're on the big island, Hawaii. In Hawaii, a load of debris from Japan has just turned up on the shore. Like,
oh, delicious.
Yeah, with their Geiger counters. Yes, there's a spike in radiation, another spike in radiation in Hawaii. There you have it, straight from the horse's mouth.
So what kind of readings are they getting? And why aren't we hearing this from the mainstream media?
The mainstream media? apparently it's about four or five times its normal background radiation. There is radiation there, obviously, because volcanoes push up basalt rock, which is slightly radioactive. But apparently it's four or five times the normal level. And I don't know what the normal level is in Hawaii. I'll have to check that.
Aloha, but, radiation. Aloha.
Yeah.
Did you call your buddy Mike Rivera? Is he still in Hawaii?
Yep, he's still in Hawaii. He's hoping to move back to the mainland, but his finances will have to be stretched.
It's more expensive to live in Hawaii, though.
Oh, yeah. But he just had an illness, and it cost him $60,000.
Yikes. Is that the bad illness he had last year?
Yep. The bills just come through, $60,000. The Obamacare compliant policy didn't pay for a lot.
Oh, well, thank you, Obamacare. If we can't protect guys like Mike Rivera, then, jeez, what good is that junk?
Yeah, all sorts of rumors flying around that they're going to be limiting the bandwidth on the alternative media on the net. So,
with net neutrality?
Yeah, with this net neutrality. It's not really neutrality, it's regulation, isn't it?
Is it possible that might be a good thing for us at this point? I mean, it's not ideal, but...
It could be a good thing, but it depends. What's in the fine print. People have...
Well, regardless of what's in the fine print, we can always consider that the Streisand effect might take place. You know what the Streisand effect is, right? That by trying to occult something, the unintended consequence of actually making it even more prevalent and attractive comes into play.
Yeah. Oh, the other big news is is now 40 odd countries joined the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank that China just started. So it looks like that's taking off rapidly, and of course that will quite adversely affect the power of the IMF, the Federal Reserve, and the World Bank.
Oh, I mean, what powers do they have in the first place?
Well, I mean...
Quite a bit, even though they shouldn't.
Absolutely, they've weaponized finance. You know, they get you in debt and then promise to bail you out, but sure, you have to do certain things, so, you know.
Sure, we've all heard the economic hitman's tale of how that works.
Yep. And it's getting pretty serious. There's been a 40% drop in world trade over the last month or so.
Interesting.
40%, that's enormous.
40%, wow. Will you be coming to the Free Your Mind conference this year?
The what, huh?
What? Are you speaking English?
I'm speaking. I think I'm speaking English. Oh, not American.
American. Are you coming to Free Your Mind conference this year, John?
I'll probably tune in and listen.
Tune in.
Yeah.
How do you plan on doing that?
I'm sure they'll be broadcasting it on the internet or
eventually we're going to have a streaming version of the conference available for people to purchase at first and then eventually get for free on YouTube.
Yeah, like David Icke, his big conferences, he streams them.
Sure.
For a few things on a few dollars, whatever.
Gotcha.
You can tune into his his stream.
All right, John. Well, you're making me fall asleep here. I love you, man. I'll talk to you later, all right?
Okay, Bob.
Take care.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks, dude. Bye. All right, folks. We'll be right back with our final segment in just seconds. Don't go anywhere.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money, is it worth today? A $100 1913 worth only $2. So now money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By paying it 1 grand time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer
space. Mr. Smith, as long as you understand that based on your behavior and your actions, you have caused alarm and disorder in the community, okay? We have checked. You have refused to identify yourself. That is fine. However, based on your future behavior from this point on, you may receive different contact, okay? Meaning that you may be detained and identified because you are causing additional alarm and disorder.
Sir,
you understand what I'm saying, sir?
I understand. You just said you're going to violate my Fourth Amendment right.
Just so you know, okay?
So, here's
have a nice day. You may pick up your firearm.
Which you've strewn my bullet all over the ground.
You may leave, sir.
I really appreciate your service to this community, officer.
You're very welcome, sir.
And I appreciate you guys defending the oath you took to uphold the Constitution.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have yourself a great day.
You wonderful people.
I love these videos.
Wow. So, City of Vancouver.
Don't you love these videos, Mr. Producer? I'm sure you've seen them. They're great. People standing up for their rights and being harassed by the order followers. Because we, ladies and gentlemen, are the enemies. Us civilians. Pretty darn disturbing, ain't it? This guy was walking around, in the clip I was just watching, he was walking around, open carry state, fully legal, veteran, and he was being harassed by the order followers. Supposedly he gets arrested soon.
I'm just happy I did not get shot today.
Yeah, he's lucky he didn't get shot.
Look at the bright side. Alright, that feels like all my bullets are there.
Let's see what happens next.
Car number 1292.
Hernandez.
All right.
All right, so he's told to leave the property, obviously intimidating him.
Sir, you're asked to walk the other way while exiting. Do not walk towards me with a firearm in your possession. Walk the other way, please. Thank you.
They got this guy completely surrounded.
This is incredible.
He's told where he can walk and where he can't walk.
Officer! Officer! I need to get to my... My car is over there.
You need to leave that private property or you're trespassing.
Officer, I'm trying to get to my car. It's over there. I want to leave.
Sir, keep your hands where I can see them at this point, please. I'm going to ask you to set the phone down so that you don't damage your own phone. Set it on the ground. Do not reach.
My car's over there.
Your
I just
firearm. Set the phone on the ground.
Your knees. I just want to leave. Knees. My car is right there.
Hands on top of your head.
Put them on your head.
Don't move.
Why am I being assaulted here? Am I being arrested?
Yep.
I want to leave.
And then they arrest the guy. Anyways, love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night.
Just those crazy ballers out of my time. Them crazy. Chase those crazy ballers out of town. Chase those crazy ballers out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial